Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
How much time? We're on.
We're on, Ron.
What?
We're on the air right now.
Oh. I'm ready. Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The award-winning seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yes, hello. Welcome to a Wednesday night edition of Sports Day. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews in the studio. TLT.
Yep. I'm dynamite.
Teamless Wednesday on the wireless tonight. Is it weird or what? TLT. Is it Monday or Wednesday, Scott Sattler? How are you?
It feels like Monday, doesn't it? Yeah, oh. I'm great after an outstanding Anzac Day, just from the moment you wake up all the way through to finishing the day with three amazing games. And I mean three because the AFL, the Essendon Bombers, up against Collingwood at the MCG in front of 95,000 was just so special to watch the start of that. And then to then go into the two NRL games. And I've got to say, just high-quality games. Well done to the Roosters, great finish. Well done to the Melbourne Storm, amazing. But I've got to say, the two teams that were defeated as well, Dragons fans, you must be really proud of your side, and also Warriors fans. Yeah, they're an exceptional side, exceptionally coached, yep. This Warriors side.
Hear, Sats. Amazing games of football and sport in our wonderful nation yesterday on the TV. Did you have a highlight? 0457 736 736. Is our text line, or 1300 01 1170. I tried to sneak into the Runaway Bay Leagues Club for a bit of two-up. You say they weren't having any two-up action.
Really?
I was going to try and get a game going, but I just didn't have the time. And
That's un-Australian.
I know, but why is it always up to me to organise? You know, I would have been happy to, because I wanted Aria, who marched yesterday. You know, Aria, the evil twin.
Yeah.
She's in the Air Force Cadets. Mm. I feel sorry for any other nation that she may be going at war with. When she's able to fly a plane. God, I hope that doesn't happen. But anyway, she I wanted to show her two up, you know, so
okay, yeah.
She'd marched them, but it wasn't going on. So there's plenty of two up going around. I've seen all the footage today. It looked amazing. I love Anzac Day. Anzac Day to me is Australia Day.
Yeah, it's special, isn't it?
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing to see thousands of people remembering those who've fought for our nation and have given us the freedoms that we now have because of that. And it's just it's a beautiful day.
It is.
Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio Network, SCN 1170 in Sydney, SCNQ 693 AM in Brizzy, 1620 on the Goldie, of course, SCN Track Stations, SCN Fanatic, I should say, and those listening through the SCN app. Don't forget, too, you can grab a podcast of the show, and it's a ripper. If you're listening to the podcast now, it's a good show. It's one of our best. Right? No, don't laugh. It's one of the greatest. You can get your podcast. Just look for Sports Day New South Wales at either iTunes, or I use Spotify personally, and I think that works okay for me, wherever you get them from. On tonight's show, Titans halfback Kieran Foran, and he returns to Brookie and also to Sports Day. We'll have a chat to him real soon.
Good guy, Kieran Foran.
He is a good bloke,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, good guy. Really good guy.
Simon Orchard and you will give us an update on the greyhound we follow.
Had a win last week.
Fat Peter hasn't.
Oh, from one of his tips. He gave us a win. He's got a couple of tips tonight as well.
Yeah, at Wendy Park.
Yep.
Our shout, thanks to Better Beer. Who deserves a shout on us?
Darcy Moore. Now, a lot of rugby league fans might know who Darcy Moore is. He's the captain of Collingwood. They had a good win against the Essendon Bombers yesterday, third versus fourth in front of 95, like we said, 1,000 people. He's actually the son of a former player who won two Brownlows. So comes from great
with
DNA.
Collingwood, yeah.
Yeah, and the captain was amazing last night with his post-game speech after the victory against the Bombers.
To the families of those serving and those veterans, too often your stories go untold, and on behalf of the Collingwood Footy Club, just want to acknowledge the pain of war that runs through so many families across this country. So it's a real honour for us to run out here and play our game in honour of you and your service. So to the families of those who have served, thank you so much for your service.
Yeah, nice.
Great. Really good touch. Very mature. Great awareness of the situation as well, and a great game along with it. So if you know, for the shout, I'm shouting a better beer to Darcy Moore.
I probably can't afford it, but I'd like to shout out every fan that went to every sporting contest yesterday. MCG, 95,000. Cam Smith ran into him today, and he said he was at that game, and you could hear a pin drop in a minute's silence. It's the most amazing feeling. And then you looked at across the road last night in Melbourne. They had 30,000.
Yeah.
And then you looked at the Allianz yesterday.
Oh, Allianz was pumping.
40,000 people.
Yeah, it's pumping. Hey, can I just, and we're going to touch on those two games last night. Can I throw something at you and the listeners? 0457 736 736. New Zealand played a really crucial role in the Allied forces. We've got a great relationship with New Zealand. That Melbourne game is a really special game. They do it really well. They turn out all the lights and all the images are cast along the sails of Amy Park. It's a really haunting image when you're there live as well. Probably not so much compared to the MCG, but still within itself, it's an amazing night. Should the New Zealand Warriors get to host that game every second year? Because kickoff last night in New Zealand was 9 o'clock. You've got a team that's travelling really well. Pretty late for a Tuesday night for the Kiwi fans to watch it in New Zealand. I just think every second year maybe it should go to New Zealand.
I think that's fair.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't see why you wouldn't.
Yeah.
I can't see why you wouldn't. That's a good suggestion. 0457 736 736. What do you think in regards to Sats' thoughts? That's Ridiculous is back tonight.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
I'm going to throw one out. And I was a little bit, I thought the games, I watched both those rugby league games yesterday like you did and a lot of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the football was amazing from both teams. And again, I thought the Dragons were great. The Warriors were brave. The Storm were fantastic. And the Roosters, they did what they had to do to win that game just. And I thought Kiri was amazing. And my favourite player from, there was two. There was Asafa Salamona for Melbourne.
Yep.
And also Nick Meaney. I thought he had an outstanding game yesterday. Kiri's kicking game was excellent. But I thought the refereeing or the officiating again let the game down a couple of times. But what I found that's ridiculous was that Christian Welsh was actually gave away a penalty for not even hitting someone on the field.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Remember that tackle that he allegedly made and hit someone in the head as they were sliding down to the ground? The referee's gone, penalty.
Oh, yeah, kick return. His arm went straight over the top of the player.
It's only because he had hair gel in his hair that he clipped his hair. But lucky they had a captain's challenge in their back pocket. Otherwise, they could have kicked that ball downfield inside their attacking 20. Who knows what would have happened?
Yeah.
That was, excuse me, I don't know, who was the ref yesterday in that game?
Was it Grant Atkins? I'm not quite sure.
Mate, you're there. You're standing there. Like, seriously, if you didn't see him not make contact with his head, what's going, are you watching the game? Honestly, Sats.
Christian Welsh is a little bit like Jake Trbojevic. They're two of the nicest guys in the world off the field. No one ever says a bad word about them. Christian Welsh, highly articulate. He's a future leader of the game in 15 years' time.
Very smart man off the field too.
That's what I'm saying. He's highly articulate. Yeah. He's going to be a really good leader within the game or some business, whatever that may be. And Jake Trbojevic, the nicest guy ever. If they ever put up a captain's challenge, they shouldn't even look at the footage. They should just say, yep.
Just
yep,
trust
right.
them.
Yeah, I'm going to trust you because you're so trustworthy. Jake Trbojevic, if he said, I didn't do something, the referee should go, yeah, you're right. I mean, we're not even going to waste anyone's time looking at the footage. So I love that's ridiculous. We'll have a couple a little bit later on.
The ref was there and there was a touchy 15 metres away.
Mm.
You see, two of you didn't even see that there was no contact?
Yeah.
I mean, you already know what I think of touchies. There's another bit of proof that they're just a waste of space. Get rid of them, right? Just make sure the sideline is electrified.
Yeah. Electric fence.
Electric, and when you see a player get zapped, you know they're in touch.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to chuck in tonight, and that's ridiculous, involves their very own Matt Rogers, who went to the golf in Adelaide, did a great job at Live Golf. That wonder, here he is calling that hole in one again.
Please pull up to the service window, please. I could also deep fry the bag.
How bad? Even my mates are going, how's that Matt Rogers? What happened to his voice? That was him working at Krusty Burgers. But anyway, on our WhatsApp group today,
yep.
He's just put up a random post saying, guys, you want me to get Russell Crowe for the show next week? It's like, what?
Come on, that's ridiculous.
He's 1,000 to 1 to get Russell Crowe on the show.
This is the same guy that said, oh, I played golf with Kelly Slater one day. Oh, did you really? Like, what's he like, good fella? Oh, he was 2 holes ahead of me, but I was on the same course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's claiming Kelly Slater on the same WhatsApp group, owes him $100. Why would Kelly Slater, would you buy him a wrap or a pie or something? Yeah. I don't get it. Why would Kelly Slater
I'm putting Matty
bucks?
Rogers up as an A-grade.
A-grade.
Brucer.
That's ridiculous.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
So, Matty, we're calling you out on it. You've got to get Russell Crowe for the show.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're a chance at all. What do you think?
I think he will.
You will?
Yep. I think you will. I think you'll be successful.
Okay. I'm going to throw it out to our listeners.
Yep.
All right. Bit of fun. 0457 736 736. Who else should Matty Rogers get on the show?
He's apparently got this amazing black book.
Yeah.
Well, he keeps telling us that he's got all these contacts.
So Russell's all right.
He got Eddie Jones on.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
But let's go higher. Mm. Does he know anyone in the royal family? I mean, he knocked off a spoon from Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
Mm. He just sent a text through our new Muppets. It was pure excitement.
Yeah.
I know, we could hear it.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, we could hear it. I don't know what else was going on around there.
It's like someone grabbed him.
I don't know.
Where.
There would have been a lot of body movement, some bodily parts. Hey, did you see Karl Stefanovic lose it on Today Show?
No.
It's about the nudist beach, unofficial nudist beach on the Sunshine Coast. I reckon Jason from Maroochydore, one of our listeners.
Yes.
He'd visit the unofficial nudist beach.
Where is it?
What's it called? Jason from Maroochydore will know. I can't remember.
Well, it's not Mooloola Bar, been there.
No. It's up towards Noosa Way, I think.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Would you go to a nudist beach?
Sadly, no.
You wouldn't go?
I'd be laughed off the beach.
For what reason?
Oh, well, it's cold. It gets cold on those beaches. That's with that. You know, you get those easterly, southeasterly changes late in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I wish I could. Because if I could, I would all the time.
If you were sunbathing, would they roll you back in, or maybe bring over buckets of water?
Well, that's saying I'm a whale. That's not nice. Would you do it?
No. I'm not that impressive. So I wouldn't put myself out there.
Rat would.
What?
He would.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you want to know?
Would you go to a nudist beach?
Is that it?
Yeah.
I'm given the whack pack, absolutely. They're probably there now, most of them.
I reckon Danger would be
absolutely.
A nudist beach frequenter.
But you can't go to a nudist beach and be clothed. You know that.
Yeah, I know that.
You got to nude up.
I couldn't go.
Yeah. What if you just, okay, put it this way. What is the etiquette? One of our listeners will know. What is the etiquette for a nudist beach? 0457 736 736 or 1300 011 70. Like, can you take your dog for a walk on a nudist beach? You know what I mean? So, like, if say there's a walking path and the people on the sand are nude, swimming, frolicking, sunbathing, whatever they do, right?
Yep.
But can you just take your dog for a walk, or do you have to be nude walking your dog?
No, you have to be nude in that section. So when you get to the boundary of the nudist beach, you can then put your clothes back on. You can't attend a nudist beach while you've got clothes on in any capacity.
Yeah, but what if I'm on a path above the sand? It's starting to sound creepy now.
Well, now you're a stalker.
You've been hiding in the bushes.
What if I'm hiding in the bush? No, seriously, if you take your dog, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't do it. Anyway, what do you think? Someone will know. 0457 736 736.
Have you gone to a nudist beach? What happens at a nudist beach?
Well, people just get their clothes
off.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
I just got a message from Daddy Vass.
Yep.
Saying, can we get to the Victor Radley sin bin?
Okay.
We're having some fun. Victor Radley.
Yep.
I know you're very passionate about it. I am too. That was a joke last night. How the hell did he get sin binned for a head clash?
No, I think there's a little bit of contact.
Oh, but okay, I disagree with you, and we've had this discussion off air.
Yep.
Even there was just a little bit, that's not sin-binnable.
Yeah, well, any contact with the head is.
But there are accidents in the game, you know, too, Sats.
You know, the bunker has a lot more views than what we have than what the public sees on the broadcast. So they would have looked at some of those angles. I get it. Listen, I'm a huge Victor Radley fan. I love the way that he plays. He always red lines. He's always playing in the danger zone. And I don't want him to ever change. But if that's his third sin bin in 3 weeks, if he just lowered his technique just to even 5 or 6 inches, he's still on the field. He's just got to change his technique, Jace, because, and the comments from James Tedesco on the field and also Trent Robinson post-game, words to the effect that, you know, if it was someone else, you wouldn't have sin-binned them or he gets targeted.
Well, let's have a listen. Hang on. This is Teddy chatting, arguing, perhaps, with the refs.
Head-to-head.
No. It's been reviewed. Shoulder to the head. That's a hat-trick. 3 in 3 games.
Can we have a look at that again, Teddy?
It's been reviewed. It's also said he's rising on contact.
We're not going down that path.
Teddy's right. No, well, he is right because there are players in the game that the officials do go in knowing that if they're repeat offenders, and you've got to do it situation on situation, you know, case by case scenario. But there are players that referees are red flagged about certain players that do just stray with the edges a little bit, like Jared Waerea-Hargreaves and those sort of guys, they just hang around the edges a little bit too much, and the officials are aware of it, so that's why they stand out a little bit more. Now, I get it. I mean, I'm a traditionalist. I love how aggressive the game is. I really do. I love how aggressive it is. But Victor's just got to change his technique just a slight, only a slight bit. Just got to bend his back a little bit, and it's not hard to do it. The game has built a rod for its back a little bit when it comes to this because they've never rewarded good technique, low technique tackles. So this is why players are up around the ball. They're trying to catch the player and wait for everyone else to come in and sweep the legs from underneath them. So every player's got this as part of their mindset. But Victor, just if he's going to stay on the field, he's just got to drop his back a little bit.
I get what you're saying from a technical point of view, Sats, but there was nothing wrong with that tackle yesterday. There was nothing wrong with it.
Well, there was because the player was knocked out.
But it was a head clash.
Yeah, but like I said,
accidents happen. Sats.
Yeah, but even you don't clash.
And he
heads.
Wasn't knocked out.
You don't clash. Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
You don't clash heads when you bend your back a little bit.
Yeah, but that's an accident. A head clash on the field like that.
But
is an accident.
The bunker has other angles. They look at other
the
angles.
The bunker got it wrong.
Well,
and
maybe,
my point is
maybe they've got angles. They've seen an angle where there is contact with the head with the shoulder.
I don't think they're watching the right game.
Do you think they're watching the AFL game?
I reckon they're in there watching Netflix. Seriously, there was no. I don't think there was anything wrong with that tackle. I think they made a mistake, and then once they make that early call, they can't withdraw that mistake. They got that wrong.
Well, they
yesterday.
Can't withdraw because it's
because they look like idiots.
No, because it's 10 minutes. You can't all of a sudden say, oh, it's actually
"No,
wrong.
No."
Can
before we even get
field?
To that point, mate, it was an accidental head clash. That's all it was.
Yeah,
that's all I saw.
I thought there was a little bit of shoulder and head together simultaneously.
All right, let's throw it out to our audience. 0457 736 736. Even as a South supporter, I think he was unfairly sent to the bin in that game yesterday. What do you think? 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 1170. Got to go to a break. Standing by is the number 6 for the Titans. Kieran Foran joins us next.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
What? Haven't even talked about the great signing for the almighty South Sydney Rabbitohs.
We haven't even got to that yet.
Jack
that was
White.
Huge news.
Welcome to South Sydney, Jack. Jack Whiten marches on. We'll get to that real soon. I know that really annoys the Roosters.
Snackers in Canberra is going to hate you.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Mm. Simon from Belmore, by the way, is on the line. 1300 01 1170. Dragons fan and thinks the Radley sin bin was correct.
Hi guys, how are you?
Really? You're good, well, mate.
I think the Bradley sin bin was correct. He should be. He's a daily player myself. Okay. Okay, and I think Lomax, when he took Kiri out, that wasn't a late tackle. Okay.
Oh yeah, that was a tough one. Never, yeah, that was a tough one. Simon,
if he's gonna talk about the other thing that happened too. Okay, you can't go just talk about the Roosters. You got to talk about St. George. What happened to you? They got penalised for no reason either.
Mm.
That's why I get cranky about listening to guys like his guys, because you've got to be fair when you talk about someone. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't just say about the Roosters. They got the opportunity because Radley should never be seen being. What about Lomax? He should never be penalised.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I thought that was a really bad call. When Kiris put in the kick, it was simultaneous contact. It was good aggressive contact. It wasn't high. So I think you're 100% right. The Radley situation is probably overshadowed because Lomax was so early on in the game.
Mm.
But in saying that, it was a terrible penalty.
Yeah, there were some pretty ordinary calls in two wonderful games of rugby league, you say. But again, there is an issue with the officiating, and every Monday, or in this case Wednesday, we are talking about the refereeing rather than just concentrating on the great stuff that happened in those games yesterday. Craig from Maitland is on the line. Craig, you want to talk about Jack Whiten signing for the Mighty Bunnies?
Yes. I just want to say that it's nobody's business what South Sydney and Jack Whiten have agreed to terms with, and that includes journalists and the media.
Yeah, I agree with you, mate.
Oh, yeah.
I totally agree.
Of course you would.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, of course you would. Yeah, Craig, I know what you're saying, but unfortunately it's news. It's huge news in rugby league, and it gives content for everyone to talk about, gives social media something to give their opinion on. And when you talk about a marquee signing and a big player in the game, it's quite big news. And why he signed with South, well, he'll have his he'll obviously have a lot of people, a lot of the population will agree or disagree why he signed with South for less money. But, you know, the Canberra Raiders have asked for an investigation into that. And so it hasn't been registered yet, of course. The NRL have first got to register the contract.
Well, South have now officially announced the signing.
So you can announce it. It's just still going to be...
It'll be signed? Mm. Why wouldn't it be?
Well, again...
You're just making stuff up now.
No, I'm not. Well, it comes down to market value. And that's what the NRL look at all players.
Well,
listen,
what he's been signed for.
I'm glad that he's signed for the club that I follow. But in saying that, I feel really sorry for the Raiders. I don't like the comment, I want to go and win a premiership. Everyone wants to win a premiership. So what he's doing is he's looking at his current playing group at Canberra that he's still got to play with for the rest of the season. He's more or less saying, you guys aren't good enough to take me away to a grand final in the next 4 years.
Mal Meninga on SENQ this morning with Ben Davis said that he mustn't trust the players at the Raiders to leave the club.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's saying to the playing group, you're never going to get us to a grand final, so I need to go somewhere that will. And he's got the prerogative to do
that.
But
why can't he say that?
No, he can say it. That's fine. But
he's got to look after number one. That's him. Yeah. I feel sorry for Ricky.
Because
Ricky has invested a lot of time into that bloke and treated him like one of his own. Now, that's something I think should be repaid. Now, whether Jack's repaid that, I don't know. But Ricky has really looked after Jack Whiten.
Mm.
And maybe it was a really hard decision for Jack Whiten to leave the club.
I've got no doubt. I mean, the Raiders have had the belief after a meeting with Jack last week, if he's true to his word, and that in reading between the lines there, that he has told the Raiders that he is staying there. If he's true to his word, he would have announced he was staying at the Raiders this week. I'm led to believe that the Dolphins were also told that he was going there as well. So I don't know whether it's the current generation of
he's
people.
He's 30 years of age.
Yeah, I know. But when you're 30 years of age in professional sport, you live in this bubble where you haven't got this great maturity about you.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
I don't think he actually needs to tell anyone why he's leaving. He's just made a decision to leave the Raiders. He's playing for another club come 2024. It's so, no one's business.
So if he signed for the Raiders, the Roosters, would you be different?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Shut up, mate. He doesn't have to tell anyone anything. He just, as long as he tells Ricky why and he's honest with Ricky face to face, man to man, I think that's the only person that needs to know.
So what he's actually saying to Ricky is, I want to go win a premiership.
And you can't deliver it.
You can't do it as a coach. So
yeah, no, that's not good.
I mean,
okay.
Wayne Bennett, when Justin Hodges signed with the Roosters back in 2001 for the 2002 season, he dropped him to second grade. Brought him back to the club, admittedly, and they won in 2006, but he dropped him to second grade. I don't think that's going to happen here.
All right. Hey, listen, the text machine's blowing up. We've got to go to a break because Kieran Foran is standing by this time. Rabbitohs justified not re-signing Reynolds because they didn't want players 30-plus on long-term deals. So how do they sell this one?
Oh, just injury-wise. I mean, they felt as though that Adam Reynolds with his back and hamstrings was more of a liability than Jack.
All right, got 20 seconds. Sharky from Nowra, you want to say something about Jack Whiten?
I want to give his perspective, guys. There you go.
Yeah,
my perspective is, look, Jack's not really a number six, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe Souths are going to get more value out of him playing at number three or number four, whatever side they play him on, right? Get on the lads and deciding what he wanted to do, and NRL can never state what a player wants to take. Quite simply, a player can take what he wants. If they try and go down that angle, there's going to be a myriad of courts going on.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Sharky. Got to go to break.
He's a bit of restraint of trade. If
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, you can do whatever you like. You can do, you can say whatever you like, but you can't enforce that sort of stuff. So interesting. Right. Thanks for your calls. Keep them coming. 1300 01 1170 is our number, or 0457 736 736. We'll get back to the Victor Radley stuff and also the Jack Whiten sighting. But up next, the number six for the Titans, Kieran Foran, joins us on Sports Day.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.
Terry Evans got away from Maguire. Now there's a chance. Stewart gives it to Long.
Well, they're the old days of Kieran Foran playing for Manly. In fact, he's making the return to Brookie this week, Sats, as the Titans' number six. I wonder what sort of a welcome the boys at Brookvale. The fans will clap. They won't boo.
No.
Not a chance. He's joining us now on the line, the Titans 5'8", Kieran Foran. Welcome back to Sports Day, mate. You must be looking forward to getting that nice fans reception this weekend at Brookie.
No, I hope they give me a cheer. I'm looking forward to getting back there. It'll be a bit of a surreal feeling, but I'm excited for the game.
The cage, they pull the cage, Jace. When the teams run out, they pull the cage down, so it's like you're in a zoo at some stage. But Kieran, when you go to Brookie, is there any local knowledge? Like, is there one corner that sort of runs away quicker than another? Do you got any local knowledge there?
There used to be local knowledge with that old ground they had there, but since they've ripped it all up and redone it, it's actually a pretty nice playing surface now, and they've done a great job with the high performance centre there. So it's a whole new sort of feel out there, but there's no local knowledge anymore. I just got to hope we can turn up and get the job done.
So are you the sort of player now, you've been experienced for many, many years and got 1,000 games under your belt, you had a great relationship and partnership with Daly down there. Are you the sort of player that will still communicate with your former teammates that are still there in the week leading up to that game, or do you just go completely black, go completely silent?
Nah, I've had a few texts with them already, actually, back and forth. So that'll be ongoing, I'd say, through the week as the game gets closer. Look, I'm still incredibly close with a lot of the lads down there, and thoroughly enjoyed my time and my playing career at Manly. So, there'll be a bit of banter leading into the game. And then, obviously, for the 80 minutes, I'll put that to the side and get my competitive head on and be doing everything I can to get the 2 points with the Titans.
How much do you help Justin Holbrook and the leadership team, which no doubt you're a part of, at the Titans this week in the planning?
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, we'll have a few more in-depth chats tomorrow at training as we, you know, start to plot a bit of a game plan against them. And I'm sure I'll, you know, speak up and have a fair bit to say in those meetings and video sessions because, you know, I've got a fair bit of inside knowledge on a lot of the guys there. You know, they've been playing great footy, though, this year. They've obviously changed their style under Siebes and adapted really well there. So, look, I guess I'll have a few things to say, but, you know, we're really focusing on our improvements heading into this week.
Has it been a tough week, start to the week, after that performance against the Dolphins, 26-0 up, as everyone knows, and to lose that game? How did Justin handle that? Did he rip into you, fellas?
Yeah. Oh, look, it's been a pretty tough few days. There's no denying that. Pretty embarrassing, to be honest, from our point of view, you know. You know, to play so well in the first half and sort of get away to the lead that we'd gotten up and then to come out in the second half and perform the way that we did was really disappointing. It's not the sort of footy side we want to be, and, you know, our supporters and fans deserve better and the club deserves better. So, yeah, look, we've dealt with it, we've addressed it and looked at where we went wrong and how we need to rectify that heading into this weekend's game.
This is a question for both you and Sats. As a person who's never played the game, watched plenty of it, it feels like you can't control the situation, like what's happening. There's a momentous wave happening on the opposite side of the field and you just can't stop it. What does that feel like as a player out there in the middle, Kieran?
Yeah, look, it's not the first time on the weekend that's happened in my career. I've been involved in numerous games where, you know, gotten out to a handy lead and been run down. And look, it's one of those things. I think momentum turns and obviously, you know, self-doubt creeps in. And it feels like the whole game just swings. And sometimes there's things you can control, sometimes there's not. But yeah, look, it's certainly one of those feelings at the end of the game where you just feel utterly embarrassed, disappointed, and shocked at what happened, and you just want next week to hurry up and come around so you can really turn it around.
You got probably one of the best views in the house, other than the fullback, looking at momentum shifts. Kieran, was it more that you took your foot off their throat, or could you feel that their intensity lifted when you came out in the second half?
Oh, you know, the thing about it, we knew obviously they were going to come out in the second half really, I guess, and lift intensity. We knew that that's what they would have been talking about at halftime, and I felt like we were quite prepared for that, but it just felt like we couldn't stop it, to be honest. They obviously went another gear, and it just snowballed for us, and that's the learning for us as a footy side, you know. We didn't get it right on the weekend, and all we can do is take the lessons from it and regroup and learn from it and try to not let it happen again. But, it's trying to deal with those situations better in the future.
I feel as though that since coming to the club, Kieran, I think it's no coincidence that the David Fifita's playing some of his best rugby league, especially just the little areas of the game that he had to mature. I've got to remember, he's only 23 years of age. Have you found him really responsive when you're trying to engage him into the game?
Yeah, he's been incredible so far this season. I've said it before, you know, I think he set up his season really well in pre-season, just in terms of, you know, the sacrifices he made personally and just how hard he trained. I thought he'd probably admit himself he's in the best physical shape he's probably been in his career. So, you know, it's a credit to him, you know, and all the hard work he's put in. And I've just found it a great joy trying to link up with him and try and add parts to his game and sort of unlock him here and there where I can. You know, he's so gifted and talented and he's unstoppable one-on-one nearly. It's just my job really is to try and set up plays and structures where I can get him one-on-one with defenders because, you know, as we've seen so far this season, if I can get him one-on-one, he generally breaks away and creates something. So that's what I'm constantly trying to work on with him. And I've got no doubt our combination will continue to grow as the year continues.
Now, something away from the footy field, Kieran, I like asking some of the players outside of your own teammates, who does Kieran Foran enjoy watching play in the NRL?
That's a good question. Look, I'm a massive footy head, so I watch all the games. I don't really take much of a break from rugby league, so I'm always sitting at home through the weekend watching the majority of the sides play. But look, yeah, in terms of footy sides, you know, I enjoy watching Souths play, Roosters, Melbourne, Penrith. You know, I love watching all the teams play, but our players... Latrell Mitchell would have to be up there. Really enjoy watching him play footy. Who else would there be? It's put me on the spot, I'm trying to think. James Tedesco's another one. What big men. Oh, you got to love watching Nelson play.
Oh, wasn't he good last night?
I could name a few, yeah. He was great last night. I was sitting on the couch going, I don't know how you contain a bloke like that.
Plus, he had a new contract in his back pocket. No wonder he came out full of energy. Jeez, he was unbelievable.
Sure.
Yeah, we were talking about this. We've talked about this off air and just off the cuff. Like, I can't remember a time that I've seen rugby league any better. Like, I sat there in awe yesterday and watched those two Anzac Day clashes, and that round off an amazing weekend of rugby league. You had your comebacks. You had some amazing flick passes. You had your controversy with referees and some decisions. But those two games yesterday, those four teams were so brave and put on amazing contests. Do you feel as a player in the current game that you've never seen it any better?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you there. I think rugby league's in a great spot where it is today. And I think that the competition's incredibly even. I think you can get beaten by any team on any given day. And, I just think the talent across the board is exceptional at the moment. And, the quality of the footy is as good as I've ever seen it, for sure, in my time. I think that'll just continue to evolve as this, great game just, keeps going because... there's more and more performance that goes into it every single year and more training techniques and players are, I guess, learning and, upgrading their skills at a younger age. And I just think, that the quality will continue to evolve as time goes on.
Now, being a Manly boy, were you a surfer and did you continue to surf now you come to the Gold Coast? Or are you one of those guys that's lived on the coastline most of their life and has never entered the salt water?
I give surfing a good crack, mate, but I tell you, I don't have the shoulders to paddle, so I'm hopeless, and the boys will tell you. Watching me paddle out there, it's a struggle. So that's the biggest challenge I find with surfing. I really enjoy it once I'm out there, and I can get up and ride a wave and things like that, but mate, the paddling for me is just hard yucca. I just, if it's big and it's a big swell, I just can't get out there. I've enjoyed it since I've come up here, actually, given the different points to go and the beaches and things like that.
Did you see that photo last week, Kieran? It's gone bunter around the world. It's a girl taking a photo of half above the water at Burley Heads, Burley Point, half above the water, half under the water, and she's just got a snorkeling equipment on. And there would be dozens of hammerhead sharks. Did you see that photo?
I did see that.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, I was out at Burley Point about a week ago, and I tell you, I was putting my legs and arms up on the board a fair bit, and I kept looking around. I was jumping at shadows. Petrified of sharks. I don't know why I get out there, but as I said, I enjoy it. It's good for the soul and the body when you're out there having a paddle.
Well, mate, it's got to be better being in the surf than spending your day off shopping with the missus at Pac Fair. Mate, is that her punishing you for the performance on the weekend against the Dolphins as well? Because, mate, it's your day off. Why should you be tortured?
Yeah, you can't believe it. It was actually my suggestion. I said, let's go wander around Pac Fair for a couple of hours. I don't know why I suggested that. I think the weather threw a stunner in the works. We normally go for a walk around Burley Point in the sunshine, but because it was raining, I said, oh, let's go and sort of stroll around there for a couple of hours.
Yeah, brownie points.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, actually, brownie. I don't know how to bank brownie points. You need to give husband lessons, mate. That's what you need to do. Oh, incredible.
Oh, you got to rack them up. You got to rack the points up.
Kieran Foran, best of luck. I hope the boys do hit back well against Manly. We'll just talk them before we actually rang you and go, are Manly flying under the radar? They're sitting second, and you can't say they're playing pretty football, so it's going to be a big challenge this weekend.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Yeah, I think they are flying under the radar at the moment. You know, they're, as you said, sitting second, and they probably haven't hit their straps, any of their players yet, or as a side. I think they're still finding their best style and working that all out. So, yeah, look, they're a really quality team, as we've seen over the years, and they're no different this year. So it's going to be a huge challenge for us, especially down there at Bookie. But, you know, as I said, you know, we're really focused on bouncing back from last week, and I've got full faith we're going to go down there and come away with the win.
All right, mate, we'll let you go. Thanks for your time today. Make sure you give those fans down there as much as they give you, all right? Just
thanks,
run
guys,
out giving them the bird as you run out. Just do
headlines.
That.
You can see the headlines after Foran set up a winning try. So yeah. Foran puts a cherry on top.
Oh, that's like gold. Yeah. Yes.
Like what it did
it's
there?
It's right in itself.
There you go. Good luck.
See you, mate.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews here tonight. Geez, the text machine's blowing up. 0457 736 736. Also, got a stack of callers to get to in just a moment. From 022, or it's Breathalyzer Bathurst. As a dyed-in-the-wool Rabbitohs supporter, I take no satisfaction in signing a weaker club's marquee player. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
It's what the Roosters have been doing ever since the 70s, and that's the main reason I profoundly dislike, hate intensely, their rotten organisation. All right, we can't say that.
We did.
People are getting in on the Whiten thing, aren't they, Sats?
Yeah, a lot of Whiten, a lot of Anzacs, also a lot of nudist beaches as well. Peacock from the Northern Beaches says, Sats, you'd go to a nudist beach if there was rap dancing involved. Probably would. Absolutely. And also, we've got good evening, boys. What happens if both players are knocked out in a head clash from Mark?
Oh, this is the Radley.
The Radley. Well, they both go off in the HIA, if that's what happens.
But does he still get sin-binned, Radley?
If it's both, if it's a head clash. If it's deemed a head clash.
Which it was yesterday, by
and it's
way.
And everyone knows it's a definite head clash, absolutely.
What?
That's what happens. They both go off.
You don't know. Seriously. More of your texts and calls coming up at the moment. This is Sports Day for our mates at Kia.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the show. Jesus, going nuts tonight. 0457 736 736. Is our text number to have your say on Jack Whiten. There's also the Radley sin binning yesterday.
Nudist beaches.
What is the?
Fitzy says you're a grower, not a shower. Woogie, when it comes to nudist beaches.
True. I wouldn't get my kid off at a
Tool
nudist
Man
beach.
Says stay away from the nudist beach. Woogie.
What is the etiquette, though, for a nudist beach? That's what I want to know. Can you walk your dog fully clothed?
Danger says, I'm so small they wouldn't know one head from the other.
Would Greg Norman be allowed to walk his dog at a nudist beach?
No way.
That's a question.
No way.
That's a question we need asked, answered tonight. 0457.
Someone says, is there a pole vault event around here somewhere?
What?
0457 736 736 or 1300 01 1170 is our phone number. We will get to Dane's call in just a moment, but I'm not going to it until Daddy Vass answers this question tonight. He's all dressed up. He's had a job interview, I think.
Are you reading between the lines?
Well, I mean, he's wearing shoes.
He's very smartly dressed. But he's got leather shoes on. He's got pants on.
Which is unusual for you.
Because usually you just walk around in your underwear.
G'day, gentlemen.
He's washed his hair.
I just want to listen, what you're wearing over the top of your shirt, how would you explain it? Because I'm saying what is Mum doing for her curtains tonight?
it looks like a jacket from Leave It to Beaver. Boys. Remember that TV show from the 50s?
Just trying to set some standards around here, right?
Bull crap.
You boys don't have shoes on.
You've had a meeting today, haven't you?
Mate, have you had a job interview?
No.
Be honest.
I've had passport photos taken.
Why do you need to get it's from the neck up?
Yeah.
Well, you just got to look jazzy, right?
You could be nude underneath. It doesn't matter with a passport.
Can you?
You get a passport photo on a nudist beach.
You could. Could you put that up on our social media? I want to find out the answer. Is that a jacket or is it a shirt or is it a, what is that thing you're wearing?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
And it's 30 degrees in here.
Yeah.
It's just a jacket, isn't it, boys?
No.
It's not a cardigan. It's a cardigan.
And he wears a ring on his pointing finger. Never liked that. Why do you wear
that? Well, are we just picking apart my outfit from now on?
No.
Is this a new segment on Sports Day?
He's mustache. So Gary Belcher had the mustache, right? We don't know what that is either. Mm. We don't know what it's like a mouse just settled on your face.
It's pretty distinguished though, boys.
I don't think so. Now, anyway, take a photo. We want to find out what that is.
127 on the text line says, just one rule at nudist beaches. No pointing. Oh, and nudity rules. Nude people and nude dogs. Everybody nude.
Okay. Mm. That's why I'm not going. Dane, who's from Penrith.
There's no nudist beaches in Penrith, Dane. We know that.
Mate, Dane, hello. Welcome to the show. You want to make a comment on the Jack Whiten deal with the Rabbitohs?
Yeah, hey, boys. Yeah, just regarding all the comments around that he owes the Raiders and, you know, poor Raiders fans and poor Ricky Stewart. Mate, the loyalty things are a two-way street. And when the clubs are finished with players, they're quick to send them on their way. You know, just one example, the Roosters with Mitchell Pearce, he'd been there since a teenager. Same with Jack Whiten at the Raiders. And as soon as they're finished with him, they're quick to get rid of him and bring in Kronk, and they won back-to-back premierships.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe what.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a really good point you make, Dane. And it is a two-way street, absolutely. With Jack White, and I can't believe that we've got a couple of texts on it, which we'll read out soon. I can't believe the Raiders at the time they did his contract, they allowed a clause of that nature to be in his contract.
Yep.
So
I agree with that. We're going to get to more of your texts now for Polaris Australia's number one selling side-by-side brand. I tell you, I'm happy about White going to South. All right, I don't care.
I am too, because I'm a Bunnies fan. Because the sound of Cook to Ilias to Walker to Luttrell to Whiten to Alex Johnston.
It won't get to Alex Johnston. I mean, don't need him anymore.
If Souths aren't the short price favourites next year to win the comp, I don't know whoever will be.
I tell you what, a lot of Souths fans, diehard, ironed-on fans, and I'm a little bit miffed about this, is that how can we, and it's come up tonight, how Souths can offer White in a 4-year deal at the age of 30, but couldn't give Reynolds at least a 3-year deal.
Mm.
And I just wish we had looked after Adam Reynolds as much as we're looking after Jack Whiten. And I know there's different stages and the bodies are different, and Reynolds has some issues with his hammies and all that sort of stuff. But I just, I still think, we can find the money for him and we can find the deal for him.
That probably is exactly what our last call, Dane, was just talking about. You know, there's a South Sydney junior. He's played his whole career at South.
Yeah.
To be able to say, no, listen, we've got this young kid coming through. We probably need to move you on for the best interest of the club and the longevity of the club, because we may lose Lachlan Ilias to another club. So they're the decisions you have to make. And it is a two-way street. Absolutely it is. But we're not going to hear the end of it. The salary cap auditor has said he's going to look further into the deal that has been agreed to.
But what is there to look into? It could be a case of Sats that he's achieved what he's wanted to achieve at the, and I don't care if it involves South. And I'm telling you this honestly. But he's achieved what he's wanted to achieve at the Raiders. He feels he needs to move on to go that next step. How do you stop a bloke from doing that? Or a female rugby league player from doing that?
You know, if
Millie Boyle has left Newcastle to go to the Roosters.
And Newcastle are filthy about it. It's not as if they let
her go. Where's the audit on that? Why has she left Newcastle to go to the Roosters?
Probably more money.
Possibly, and a better opportunity maybe to win a premiership.
Well, she won last year. She won a premiership last year.
But okay, well, that's not a good argument.
She said she won three premierships,
that's right.
Two at the Broncos.
But people have got the right to make a decision on what job they take.
You know, if I was advising Jack Whiten, I just would have said, you know what? I love Canberra. I do. I'm always going to be a Canberra boy. But unfortunately, at this time in my career, I feel as though I just need a fresh start. I need to open up a brand new chapter. And you know what? It may not go the way I like it, and it may be the worst decision of my life, but I'll regret it if I didn't make a fresh change. And I think a lot of people would say, you know what? Well, I've got to applaud the kid for making a brave decision like that. But you know, it's now going to come down to, unfortunately, why would you give up a potentially $1 million over 4 years?
It doesn't come down to that at all. He can do whatever he likes.
Yeah.
He can do – the NRL will have a look at it to appease Canberra. That's why they'll have a look at it. Let's be honest. They'll have a look at it to appease Canberra. If Jack White wants to sign for a club on 700 or 750, he could probably list 5 reasons why he did that. And you know what? They can all be for personal reasons, and it's not the NRL. It's got nothing to do with the NRL.
Yeah, well, there is a basement price that on the open market that a lot of...
What's the basement price for a centre who's 30 years of age?
And just come off a World Cup?
No. Look forward. Look forward to the next 4 years.
He's a current representative player.
He's
a current representative player.
Not at the start of the 2024 season, he's not.
No, but he's a current... He's
quit representative football.
He hasn't played another rep game yet, but he's a current representative player. Back from World Cup.
But he doesn't start working with South until 2024, right?
Doesn't matter. It's when you sign them, where they're sitting at the time you sign them.
Well, he resigned last week. That's timely. He resigned last week as a representative player, 30 years of age when he plays for South. Mm-hmm. He's playing in the centres. I would think 750 is actually on the mark.
He's playing centres, but you know that at any stage you can play fullback or 5/8 when Walker...
That's anyone, right?
Yeah.
That's any person who signs a contract with the NRL. They sign him as a centre or utility.
Mm-hmm.
I would think $700,000 is probably the right price.
Yeah, probably with him. I'm thinking
850. So that's not far off the mark.
That's not far off the mark when you sign him as a centre.
So there's nothing to see here.
Oh, no. Well, there's nothing to see here because he's made a conscious decision based on his career. Like I said, I'm glad he went to South because they're my team. But in saying that, I feel sorry about for the clubs that struggle to sign players and where that holds them in years moving forward. And like Adrian Vowes, former Origin players listening to the show, he texted me and said he went from the Gold Coast Seagulls to the Cowboys in 1995 to win a premiership with laughing faces after it. So you didn't hear that, did you?
No.
No.
Say it again.
Adrian Vowes said he went from the Gold Coast Seagulls to the Cowboys in 1995 to win a premiership. Laughing faces.
Right. Yeah.
He's being...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
What?
No, it's all right. Don't worry about it. We're not on air. It's all right.
I'm reading a text. Ryan from Byron's getting into me. I wouldn't be signing with South if I wanted to win a premiership. Please, come on. They're going to win. I can't believe Whiten signed with the New South Wales club when he said the reason he was leaving was to win a comp and was looking at going to Queensland to be closer to his wife's family, as reported by the SEN Morning Show, Vossi and Brandy.
Well, he's not going to win a comp going to the Dolphins in the next couple of years. Maybe in 4 years' time, absolutely. But you know, I suppose a lot of people are signing with the Dolphins want to get a piece of Wayne Bennett coaching. Josh Kerr has signed there from the Dragons as of next year. Good signing for the Dragons. And Wayne Bennett has a high opinion of him, having him in Origin in 2020 in the Origin squad. But Wayne, if the plan is still going ahead, will retire at the end of 2024 as a head coach, still be involved from a coaching capacity, like a head of coaching capacity. But Christian Wolf will be the coach. So
after watching that Dolphins doco, geez, I'd love to, if I was a footy player, I'd love to play for Christian Wolf as well.
Yeah, he's a good man, and a really good coach too. So we've got a lot of texts here we're going to try and get through towards the end of the night. Mark says, just on the point of feeling sorry for Ricky, I'm sure all coaches look after their players like their own. Yeah, some do. Some do it better than others. Some just like to have a coaching relationship and they don't like to have a personal relationship with their players because they find it difficult to cut players or drop players, whatever it may be. So they like just to have that line in the sand relationship.
Got a question here from Mark. With Whiten coming to South, would you keep Tass at centre and move Campbell Graham to the wing next year?
Funnily enough, Isaiah Tass is the one that's in the target here, but he's the one that scores the winning try last week.
I don't reckon Whiten has the pace to score that try last week.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah, big long stride. But in saying that, no, I think Isaiah Tass unfortunately will play second fiddle to if that's in fact Jack Whiten is going to play left centre, and Isaiah Tass may have to go look elsewhere at another club.
Just a couple more quickly on Whiten. Tell crybaby Ricky to get real. Raiders won't be in the top dozen this season. That's from Rabbit Burrow Tamora from Tamora. This one from Daniel from Prairie Wood. Sats Woogie. Ricky can cry foul all he wants, but didn't the Raiders agree to Whiten's option in his current deal?
Absolutely. Meaning, it's in hindsight.
Why
it's
would you
decision.
Sign that? Why would you put that forward?
Because you got a marquee player. You're desperate to keep him, so you want to try and meet them halfway and give them some skin in the game. That's what happens with marquee players. And the really good clubs, the good clubs that recruit really well,
don't need to do
they
that.
Don't need to do that. But Canberra's a really difficult place to,
but couldn't
to try
have the
and recruit
right,
to.
Couldn't have the writing been on the wall then when signing that contract? Like, well, we just got
well,
into
what
this
they're
going to
do is they're going to sit back and go, oh, I hope he doesn't execute that clause. I hope he doesn't trigger that clause. Let's just try and keep him happy. Let's
okay.
And you try and work on the relationship with the player, but unfortunately it hasn't worked.
Jason from Victoria says, boys, Lachlan Ilias out, leave South Sydney to Melbourne. He'll sign him with the Melbourne Storm. I've heard little rumours that with Whiten coming to South, Ilias.
So would Cody Walker to seven?
Seven.
Whiten to six?
No.
No.
It's not going to happen.
Ilias won't go. Like, he's a, yeah, he's part of their long-term plan. It's a reason why they allowed Adam Reynolds to leave.
Sats and I are on opposite ends of opinion when it comes to the Radley sin bin last night. Big J says he's with you, Sats. He has a bad tackle technique and he's got to get that better.
He used to have a really good tackle technique. He's been knocked out a couple of times with his head on the opposition's hip and maybe he's a little bit apprehensive about that. I believe the game has really built a rod for their own back by not rewarding really good technique. So that's why players are all up around the ball now. You can't anticipate what the opposition player is going to do. So you're set to hit at point A, player may duck, step, whatever, and all of a sudden point A becomes point B, head, shoulder, whatever it is, ends up on the other player's head because there's no reward to tackle low.
Mm. Victor is a bit like MG back in the day from Walshy.
Yeah, much maligned, absolutely. And MG was like that. He was always flying in that red zone.
Yep.
You know, someone asked me a question the other day, what was your first welcome to first grade moment that you can remember? You know, when you get to first grade, you go, oh, that's my, it's either, you know, running out in the big crowd instead of playing second grade or under 21s, or it might be your first try. My first welcome to first grade moment was my first run-on game.
Hmm.
So I played a few games off the bench before, but my first run-on game against Balmain at Leichhardt. And I used to know that MG, I used to study a lot of people's games, and I used to know MG used to run under the ball and he used to like to step out. So he had his eyes on the play the ball. And so I saw him about to run onto this ball. I said, I'm going to get him. As he steps out, I'm just going to jam him. Like, I'm 19 or 20 or whatever I was. And he gets the ball and steps out. As he steps out, the old head sticks his elbow up and just knocks me clean. Knocks me out clean.
Were you out? Gone.
Oh, look, I remember at halftime, everything was blue. And I remember looking at Wally Lewis, our coach, giving me instructions. And he looked like a Smurf. That's all I could remember. And I can't remember the second half. But that was my welcome to first grade moment. How MG knocking me out.
Oh, it's hard to compare the two because MG played in an era where anything was anything.
And we've always said that about Victor. Victor's probably playing in the wrong era.
Wrong era.
Yeah, because I love Victor. I love the way that he plays.
I do too.
I'd love to see him at Origin. He would just
mate,
excel at Origin level.
I would love to see him lining up for the Blues.
Well, he can't because he represented England.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Let's change that rule. Hey, guys, should the Bunker release the vision they see to the public so there's no doubt about the decision to send a player off? This is Renzo. From Agnes Water. Oh, God's country, Renzo. How good is the
never
pizza?
Never been to Agnes Water.
Mate, I spent a week there earlier with the family. Mate, that pizza joint, that pub, oh, unreal place.
I agree with you, Renzo. I think if there is speculation after the game and when Graham Annesley does his weekly briefing, absolutely, make it available.
Here's a good argument from Matt Rogers. So it's okay to accidentally knee someone in the head,
but
accidental
on,
head
rat.
Clash, no good. So that's
rat.
No answer it.
Rat.
Answer it.
Go and I'll answer it. Go and talk to your family. Okay? You got better things to do.
He's probably sitting on his mahogany couch in his man cave, bored.
Yeah.
Cat on his lap, smoking a pipe. Radley, Mark from Prairie Wood, the day of age, there has to be a way where what the what? Oh, where we see what the bunkers see. The public on TV and the coaches get to see, so there's no confusion. Well,
like tries. They see other angles that we don't get to see.
Well,
on
we eventually
the
see
broadcasts.
Does.
Yeah. Not all of them.
Mm. Well, what's the point?
Because there was an angle on a try that Cronulla playing. Oh, who was it? Was it as a try to that wasn't given? The player felt as though that he had the ball on the line. Now, in Graham Annesley's briefing the next day, there was an angle that they showed at the weekly briefing that the player thought he got to the line, but the angle showed that he was just short of the try line. And we didn't see that angle as part of the broadcast.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
How good would it be if the Raiders won the comp this year from Fitzy? That ain't going to happen.
That would be from two people. Fitzy.
Yeah, or who?
Who's the prophet of doom.
Yeah, he's waiting on hold, actually.
Is he really?
Yeah, we'll talk to him in just a sec. Radley, what if a teammate accidentally hits another teammate in the head? Shouldn't he go to the sin bin under the rules? Michael from Des Moines.
Yeah, friendly fire. I've always wondered that. If you come in to tackle an attacking player and you actually friendly fire, take your own teammate out, should you be sin binned? Hey, I want to throw something out. Can we discuss this at greater length maybe tomorrow night?
What?
I reckon the 18th man should not be triggered by HIA.
I agree.
I reckon the 18th man should be, use the word trigger, should be the trigger player. And what I mean by that is you run with your 17 players, your four fresh reserves.
Mm.
The 18th player can only be activated in the final 10 minutes.
I don't mind that because last night I noticed we had the Warriors. They already had one out for HIA.
Yeah.
And then they had a player in the last 10 minutes go off for an HIA assessment.
Usually it's a 15-minute period, isn't
so
it?
So they've lost another. They had no one on the bench, remember?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
They should be allowed to go, well, look, they can't come back on anyway. We should be able to enact our 18th man.
Well, yeah, well, it didn't get activated, I would think, without knowing everything about it, is because there's not enough time for the other player to come back on. Yep. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
and that's a little bit of a flaw in the system.
And maybe it's one of those things that when it arises, that's when they have to raise it. It's a situation probably they never looked at.
And also, Sats, if a player is ruled out of the rest of the match due to foul play, whether it's a hip drop or whatever it is, and you've got one off for HIA who's not coming back, and then you have a serious injury due to foul play, 18th man should be allowed to be enacted then as well.
Mm. I'm thinking about, like, if you're a Dragons supporter and young Jaden Sullivan, who's a tremendous young half, and can play a bit of hooker. He's not getting used at the moment. So if he's your 18th man and you've got the game yesterday against the Roosters and you need something to inject some enthusiasm, and the 18th man gets activated in the last 10 minutes only, and all of a sudden you bring someone like a Jaden Sullivan on, does he open the game up? And
And I like it this year with the AFL that you got your reserve player who can come on at any time for any reason. In the match, a lot of the coaches try and save it to the last quarter, some fresh legs, particularly if they're a midfielder. But I love it. It just adds that other element of contest to the game. And look, I tell you what, the Warriors, as brave as they were last, they could have done with an extra set of fresh legs. I mean, I think it was the last 12 minutes of the game.
They couldn't
bring anyone else on.
They lost Jazz Tavanga as well. Yeah. I think it's to a calf injury. Yeah, so they were.
What do you think? 0457-736-736. Polaris Centre Financial Year deals are on now. Get up to $3,000 free accessories on Polaris Rangers. Very quickly, Fitzy, how are you, mates?
Well, I put my dessert on hold, waiting, but I could have eaten it.
You could, mate. What are you having?
How are you, boys?
What is for dessert?
I'm not a dessert man.
All right.
Body's a temple. You know that, will you?
Yeah, true.
Now, Sats, what's this prophet of doom? What's wrong with Jack winning the comp? If Raiders win the comp this year, I think it'd be wonderful.
It'd be great to see, wouldn't it? It'd be. I can't see it happening.
Yeah. No, come on, you're into me saying I'm prophet of doom.
You are. You and Woogie are the prophets of doom.
No, we're not. Hey, can I pick a bone with you, Fitzy, by the way? Why were you on Jimmy Smith the other day sending in a text going, Jimmy, what time's the 2 o'clock flock? Like, seriously. And then poor old Jimmy reads it out.
No.
He got sucked into the vortex.
I said flog.
Oh, well, flog. Well, don't
you
use that.
The people that get on that 2 o'clock time? Oh, my God.
Seriously.
It's painful.
I can't believe Jimmy read it out.
Boys.
Yeah, what? Quickly.
I know. He fell for it. Hey, well, I've got a neighbour who goes to nudist beaches, him and his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He tries to get us along. It sounds disgusting, but yep, you've got to be unclothed apparently. But they're a real little cult that go to these places. And there's one near you, apparently. Shats.
So have you ever been to a nudist beach? Fitzy?
No. Mate, I'm like Woody. I'm a grower, not a shower.
What about Rat?
I never said
would Rat be the sort of person to go to a nudist beach? Do you think
he'd take that tripod down there for sure?
Right, okay.
Come on, cut him off.
We're gonna go.
Cut him off. God.
How does he know?
Oh, I don't know.
I got no
idea. That disturbs me.
Hey, we've got to go to a break, but quickly, game day squad, create, coach, compete in fantasy footy. We are killing. We're killing the run home with John Fletch, aren't we?
Yeah,
we've gone
absolutely.
Back to back. Beat him by 92 points this week. That's a flogging.
And can I just, as you keep talking really quickly.
Round 9 scores. Sats and Rats' team, 561 points. Joel and Fletch, 469 points. Huge congratulations to Jason from Maroochydore and Cows Canyon, who both scored the highest points, 777 points.
Their teams.
Yes.
Their teams, okay.
And they'll get the cash prize. Well done to those people. Welcome to our new sign-ups too.
Jason Maroochydore, he can go spend it at the nudist beach.
That's right. A huge welcome also to Willow Raiders, Illawarra Steelers, Chalky, and Pimpville, who have all joined the Sports Day competition. Mm. Oh, God. Sounds like crazy times. if you want to join our competition, the code is SEN Day New South Wales. It's not too late, as you can win $1,000 every week with your own team by joining ours. And let's go back to back to back.
To back?
No,
we lost the first week.
Back to back against Joel and Fletcher's team.
So who's got the bye this week? Melbourne's got the bye this week. So we've got to, again, look at who we've got on our side. We've got to be able to switch our players around.
And Brooksy tried to cheat by buying players.
Yep.
Their producer. Mm. Join our Sports Day New South Wales Game Day Squad official team using our unique code SCN Day New South Wales. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, that's ridiculous. If you've got one, shoot it through to us. 0457 736 736.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Come on, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. There's got to be an investigation into this. This has got to be, someone's got to be accountable for this.
I'll tell you what's, that's ridiculous.
What?
Is Daddy Vass coming in, pointing to the screen going, can you read that?
Mm. Oh, no.
What's going on with it? It's the jacket.
He's a different cat.
Yeah, I love him, though. It is time for That's Ridiculous. Better Beer's new mid-strength lager midi. What's ridiculous is your mate Glenn's on the phone. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, what's ridiculous? What's fantastic? What's ratings boosting? Come on, boys.
So what's going on?
How are you, buddy, boy?
What?
Mate, I'm going to tell you, I know you won't believe it, but I had about 100 messages today.
Yeah.
Majority of them were congratulating me on putting you in your place last night, and they said I was well.
I didn't work
up
last night,
you,
so that. I don't know who you're talking about, buddy.
We weren't on last night, Glenn.
Yeah. Send me a photo of them. Again, I call BS.
Mate, I can't because most of my messages are from girls, and they said they don't want me to send my photo. Their photo. Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
most of them.
Leaving that alone.
Hey, can I give you a That's Ridiculous?
Please.
It's a good That's Ridiculous. How about this? The Los Angeles Dodgers, obviously baseball, have re-signed outfielder Andrew Tolles. Now, he's been diagnosed with schizophrenia and hasn't played since 2018. To give him access to the team's health insurance and mental health services, he's not expected to play at all, but by signing him, he's allowed to get free treatment, counselling, therapy and medication.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
How good is it?
Yeah, but it's ridiculously good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, mine was Christian Welsh, by the way. That penalty last night against him. Lucky he had a captain's challenge in the back. He didn't, nowhere near him.
No.
The only reason he touched the top of his hair was because he was wearing gel
And he had an afro as well.
You know what? That's ridiculous. Two officials out there who can't even see what's going on.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Get rid of those touch judges.
I'll give you another one. Do another one?
Yeah, yeah.
Give what about Lionel Messi? Now, what's his real name? No, it's Lionel Messi.
But it's
you,
Lionel.
You say his name to Lionel.
Well, you'd already said that.
Yeah.
So I couldn't say it again.
So they want to take him to the States.
Yep.
Yep.
On a holiday?
MLS, was it? Yeah, MLS over there. And so they've worked out a plan for the competition there that every club in the American League will put in money to sign him. And then he decides what club he goes to.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
But on the back of that, whoever he decides to go and play for, when he's going to go and play at the opposition team that has put in money,
yeah,
that money is for marketing purposes. They're allowed to then say, Lionel is coming.
Why can't he play for a different club each week?
That'd be a good idea. The alternate player.
Yeah.
We should have that in rugby league. You should
just
sign...
like a Jack White and just floats around.
Just an alternate player. So he can play for any club each week, depending on how many injuries they've got.
We've got a text here from Ricky from Canberra. Hey, boys, Whiten will play 13.
Ricky from Canberra. Is that a joke?
Yeah, yeah. Steve from Dubbo. Why'd you cut Glenn off for? He needs at least 3 minutes to hit his peak.
What do you mean he played 13, Ricky from Canberra? What about Cam Murray?
Matt Rogers has sent a text through. He said you need extra sunscreen.
Oh. Come on, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, if the rest of his body is anything like his skinny little arms.
For that badly crooked nose of yours, that's what you need the extra sunscreen for.
Yeah, not the guns.
Hey, guys, this is on the Anzac Day yesterday. Yes. NRL are awful towards the Warriors, and so are the refs. But the Warriors were representing New Zealand and had no Anzac top. I was pretty disappointed in that G-man in Brisbane.
I
didn't recognise that.
No, I didn't notice that either.
I think because there's so many jerseys throughout the year now.
Pretty important one.
It is, but I think they all still sort of blend into one another.
Maybe someone else would know. I didn't even notice that. That's a really good text. By the way, that's ridiculous. Kevin coming through for Better Beer's new mid-strength lager. Midi is available to buy now from Dan's and BWS.
Rooster Mungrel, really good text. One of my great-grandfathers and great-uncle were members of the Light Horse Brigade. Without doubt, the highlight for me yesterday, including the footy result, was the beautiful horse was led out onto the footy stadium with the boots in the stirrups, in the stirrups backwards, which represents our heroes that were killed.
Yeah,
personally,
nice.
Boys, it meant so much to me. And yes, there were tears. Well done, Rooster Mungrel.
Mate, I had tears every time.
I didn't know that. I just learned something there about the boots in backwards.
Mate, I had a tear every ceremony I saw.
It was great, wasn't it?
Mate, just felt so bloody proud to be an Aussie all over the long weekend. Well, not long weekend, but over the 5 days of footy every time I saw a ceremony. And also being at one yesterday the Goldie was nice. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, Simon Orchard from Greyhounds New South Wales joins us. He's got the latest news. We'll find out what's going on with Fat Peter and a couple of tips for Wendy Park tonight. That's next on Sports Day.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Time to get a Greyhound New South Wales update with Simon Orchard. The Ladbrokes 7:15 May 6 at the Gardens in Newcastle.
He's a cracker, this guy.
What are you really gambling with? I mean, you talk to him bloody 7 days a week, don't you, almost?
You know, he tipped us this time last week. Tipped us a winner as well in a big shootout with another great dog.
Yeah, but we didn't get our double up, though.
Did she
a pearl win last week?
She's a pearl one, didn't she? Simon Orchard, how are you, mate?
Yeah, she sure did win. She reaffirmed herself as the star of our sport, and it was great to see because we get champions in greyhound racing, and I know in other sports they hang around, you know, 10, 12 years, but greyhound racing, the life of a top racer on the scene, the racing scene, is only a couple of years. So whenever they get out there, we want to see them run. And she's a bit like Winx for the greyhound fraternity at the moment, especially here in New South Wales anyway.
Well, the 7:15, we're going to talk about that very soon. But while on She's a Pearl, the Bob Payne Sprint and the Ladies Bracelet Heats are also on Saturday night. She's a Pearl is going to be a headline also. Now, can you answer me a question, please? Correct me if I'm right, Simon Orchard. The Ladies Bracelet Heats, does the winning greyhound actually get a bracelet?
Good question,
yeah,
Scott.
Absolutely.
Good question.
Thank you.
Great question. Yeah, well, that's That is a very good question without notice that I don't know the answer to.
I would think gravity would force the bracelet to come off the greyhound.
Yeah.
So you're bringing physics into it now.
And is it a charm bracelet where you can add, like, winds to it, like a charm, and it just dangles when it runs?
Yeah, like a Pandora.
Yeah, that's right.
look, it's proudly sponsored by Evans and Son. So I think Evans and Son last year gave out a ladies' bracelet to the winners. And this year, who knows, it could be she's a pearl. She'll probably start, I don't know if there's a futures market out at the moment, but I reckon she'd probably start 250 favourite, fellas, because the ladies' bracelet, look, last year it was won by French Martini, a very, very good greyhound. Zipping Bailey won it a couple of years ago, went on to be a really good greyhound as well. Bob Payne Sprint is for the boys and ladies' bracelet is for the girls. They're both Group 3 events. So if you're wondering on Saturday night, what am I looking at here? The boys will go around in the Bob Payne and, of course, the girls in the ladies' bracelet. And I reckon the girls have probably got a nudge or a couple of nudges on the boys this year, fellas. We mentioned she's a pearl, she's a star. We've also got Windra All Class, who won a Group 1 race earlier this year. She's going around in the girls' event. I think the boys, maybe at this stage, probably just not quite up to standard. Mortified goes around in the girls as well. She's a really good greyhound, and she's gone 29-3 at Wentworth Park. That's absolutely flying. So, yeah, I reckon I'd give the nod to the girls this year if I had to pick one.
I'm seeing this on our sheet in front of us, and I don't believe it, but is there a big race this Friday worth $500,000?
The heats of that race are this Friday, but you're right. The 7:15, not to be confused with 7:15, it's worth 500 grand.
500?
How good is that?
Oh, like, so good.
Every time I talked to a greyhound trainer this afternoon, boys, and I said, hey, what does it mean to be racing for $500,000? And he said, mate, back in the 80s when I first started, I had to pay to put my greyhound in a race. $5, he said, the entry fee. And now he said he's racing for potentially 500 grand, $500,000. That'll go off on May 6th. That's the final next Saturday night. But the heats, they are this Friday. We've got five of them. We've got dogs coming from Perth, Victoria, Queensland, New South Wales, you name it, and all the best trainers and all the best greyhounds. They will be on track at Newcastle. And I'm not going to put myself in here as the best trackside reporter, but I'll be there also to get some good feedback.
That's outstanding, hey. Action. Coming from everywhere. It's to Newcastle as well. That's outstanding.
What a great city to spend the weekend in as well. Hey, how'd we go with Fat Pizza? That's a way to win.
Race 2 days ago, coming out of box six.
It's a crappy box.
And well, they're giving it to a crap dog.
Hey.
And it came fifth. by Despicable Aura. Pizza. And at the moment, Fat Pizza has a despicable aura about it as well.
Oh, that's a nice link. That's a nice link.
Right, it's a great link. Look, the pizza, in his defence, boys, he stepped up to 520 metres. I just don't think that's – it'd be like saying to Sats, we'll go out and run a marathon when we know he's a speed machine. Like, it just wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work out well for anyone. So, Fat Pizza, Nick Kilner, the trainer, we're not telling you how to train your dog.
Yep.
520, that doesn't work for our man. You've got to go back down and trip, I reckon.
Yeah. So, what is his pet distance?
Well, for a dog that's got no wins, I'm going to say not too many pet
We're not quite distances. Sure. We're not quite sure as its pet distance.
Yeah, okay. I'll put that down.
Some early box speed, so maybe 10, 15 metres.
Fat Pizza has won $10,500 in prize money.
But never won a race.
So out of Fernando Bale and She Will Bloom.
Ah.
Fair to say Fernando Bale and She Will Bloom didn't win too many either.
No. We should get Nick on, though. When are we getting Nick on?
Yeah, let's get Nicholas Kilner on, the trainer and owner.
All right, we'll give that
to... We can get Nick Kilner on, but just before we do, I just have to tell you, that Fernando Bale that you were mentioning, just a cool $1.3 million in prize money as a racer, multiple Group 1 winner, and back-to-back-to-back-to-back sire of the year. He's produced the best greyhounds in the country.
Was Fat Pizza like the runt of the litter?
It's a cat.
I don't know what happened to the pizza, but it just hasn't worked out. You know, this happens. They can't all be winners. You need other dogs to run in the place. As you mentioned, won over 10 grand.
Yeah.
Well, so let's not.
Is it a chihuahua? Is it actually a greyhound?
He is. I've seen him in the flesh, and I've talked to Nick, the trainer, and he loves going to the races. And
I think
Nick feeds it pizza.
Rightio, listen, that's enough on the fat pizza. We'll get Nick on the show. Daddy Vass will chase him down for us, and we'll get him on the show. I just want to quickly check with you. Any tips for Wente Park tonight,
yes,
mate?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Let's go. Race 6, number 2, Sweet City Gal. Record at Wente, look, a little bit worrying, but I reckon the key is the draw. Wants the inside, loves the inside. All her peak performances have come from low draws, and she gets box 2 tonight. The last time she won at Wente, she knocked off Tommy Cade, who's won a Group 3 race since. So I think that form reads well. Race 6, number 2, Sweet City Gal. And then the last race on the card, race 10, number 3, Fascinate Donald. Purists might not like this, but it's a 300-metre race at Wentworth Park, which doesn't happen all that often on a Wednesday night. But these dogs are the fastest short-course dogs in New South Wales. There's a race called the Thunderbolt coming up. That's worth $75,000. It's in the next couple of months. And these dogs are the ones that could win it. So race 10, number 3, Fascinate Donald, 225, shooting for 3 straight at Wente Park. This thing can absolutely fly. I reckon 10-3 Fascinate Donald, the best bet at Wente Park.
My father-in-law's name's Donald, and he's fascinating, so that's a sign.
Oh, there you go.
It's an omen. An omen bet.
Right, yeah, the lab break, 7:15, the world's richest staying race, May 6th, as we learnt, $500,000 at the Gardens, Newcastle. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Simon, it's been a pleasure, mates.
Talk to you soon, fellas.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. It's time for the last blast on Sports Day.
It is time for the last blast. Oh, geez, the show's finished already. The Liberty A-League Women's Grand Final is here as Western United go up against Sydney FC. Go all in.
Some of the listeners are into you.
If
you know nothing about greyhounds, if you're out of a bail dog, get on, you'll win more than you lose. That's life from...
No, he's not having a go. He's giving me some advice. And actually, you made the comments,
and
not me.
And even Glenn, he's having a go. He's saying,
no, he's having a go at you.
Fernando Bale is one of the best greyhounds ever.
Wait, what does he say at the beginning? Come on, Woogie, Satch, you sound like Justin. Mm. Listen, Mariners beat the Jets 3-1 last week, and we'll play Adelaide United in the final round of the A-League. Oh, is it over already? It'll be a good test as they prepare for finals football. Melbourne City will win the 22-23 A-League Championship. Well, that's a big... They will win it.
Yeah, well, they've finished on 52 points. Adelaide United on... I think they're about 8 or 10 points.
Well, hang on. So people are always claiming they're going to win already before even a grand final's been played.
No, they'll... Like the minor premiership, the...
Well, it doesn't say that. They're saying they're going to win the championship.
Well, the championship, then you go and play on the final.
That's right. That's a massive claim.
Yeah, but it's like rugby league's minor premiership.
Well, why doesn't it say that?
So,
okay.
Don't yell at me. I'm just trying to educate you like the Bale Dogs.
And Sydney FC go all in at the Liberty A-League Women's Grand Final this Sunday, the 30th of April. Some text messages coming through. Fitzy even says that's one of the greatest dogs ever.
Mm.
Someone also reckons fat pizza should just become a pet.
Did anyone see Nelson Asafa Solomona even try and play the ball properly last night? That's if they have a different angle, let us see them. From Tony. Yeah, I did see that. You see a lot of players now just roll the ball back and don't use their foot.
Ash said Victor Radley tackle was a bloody head clash. Refs have their eyes painted on.
Mm. Hey, boys, how about Rat get Kevin Butt? We're talking about Rat. And all these guests apparently that he's
guys,
got.
Guys, would you like, this is on our WhatsApp group, and this is me reenacting. Guys, would you like me to get Russell Crowe next week?
Oh, what a wanker. Not Russell.
No.
Rat. Hey, boys. How
and by the way, yes, please get him.
Yeah. Rat, can he get Kevin Bacon on? Surely with 7 degrees of separation, he knows Kevin Bacon, and he could explain how he knows Kevin Bacon. Mick.
How does he know?
There's a story behind that, and I don't know what it is.
Was he in the same room as Kevin Bacon once?
Was Rat and Footloose. Like in the background somewhere. I'm not quite sure.
He's got arms like Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got That's Ridiculous. And my That's Ridiculous is the Ashes selection of Marcus.
The
Ashes. My Ashes selection of Marcus Harris is a That's Ridiculous. We need to get Ian Healy on the show to chat about the Ashes squad. I'm flabbergasted that Bancroft missed out, Sporty Gav. Don't get Woogie started, Gav.
I'm with you, Sporty Gav.
Don't get him started.
What is the point of having Sheffield Shield cricket throughout the year? And Sporty Gav mentioned that in a separate text. Mm. When you dominate Sheffield Shield all year and then you don't get picked to go to the... What's the point? Just scrap the Sheffield Shield then.
Yeah.
Anyway, time to get into this.
On Sports Day, it's time for the last laugh with Scott Sattler.
This is, I can't believe I just wandered in. He's coming right in. He's going to do a set after me.
The stage is yours.
Sorry we didn't get all the text messages. Bondi Jack had a couple of really good ones. Ian the Builder from Tamworth had a couple of really good ones as well. But keep them coming in. Greg from Gundy. And I just want, my joke tonight is not really a joke. I just want to tell you, I've been telling people about the positive effects of grapes in your life and how you should have them in your life. I'm just raising awareness.
Oh, God. I'll give you that. It's terrible, though. I'll wait for Steve's and Dubbo's response. Hey, listen, grab a podcast, the show, from wherever you grab your podcast from. Sports Day, New South Wales. Good show tomorrow night coming up as well. It's only a 1 hour show, but.
How great is it? Do you know?
Jared Croker coming on. Toots will join us from the Raiders tomorrow night.
Touchy.
Bye.
Goodness!